From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. The Minnesota grandmother who investigators suspect killed her husband before coming to Southwest Florida and killing another victim with the intention of taking the woman's identity was arrested Thursday in Texas. The Lee County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Marshals Service held a joint press conference Friday morning. WGCU's John Davis was there.
Federal deputy marshals arrested 56-year-old Lois Reese at a bar in South Padre Island, Texas, Thursday evening on a murder warrant from the Lee County Sheriff's Office. In addition to the second-degree murder charge, Reese is also charged with grand theft of a vehicle, and criminal use of personal identification. Authorities believe Reese shot and killed her husband, David Reese, at their home in rural Minnesota in late March before fleeing. Reese was spotted a day after her husband's body was found at an Iowa casino, but left before law enforcement arrived. She's been dubbed Losing Streak Lois by law enforcement officials due to her known gambling addiction and penchant for frequenting casinos. Authorities believe Reese then traveled to Southwest Florida, where she's charged with shooting and killing 59-year-old Pamela Hutchinson of Bradenton. Reese then stole Hutchinson's identity. The victim was vacationing on Fort Myers Beach in early April. Lee County Undersheriff Carmine Marcino describes Reese as a stone-cold killer.
The suspect had no sense of remorse in any which way, because after she kills the victim, steals her card, her credit cards, her ID, she obviously goes to the bank, withdraws money locally. She was the victim at that point, and then later on she leaves, no heart.
In addition to money, Reese also stole Hutchinson's car and drove it out of Florida, where she was eventually identified by a tipster in South Padre. Deputy U.S. Marshal with the Middle District of Florida's Fort Myers Division, John Kenzie, credits news media as integral to their search, as the tipster who contacted marshals had identified her through a news report. Whether or not Reese will be returned to Lee County to face charges is still being worked out between Florida and Texas officials. The search involved hundreds of hours of work for members of the Florida Regional Fugitive Task Force, which includes the U.S. Marshals Service, the Lee County Sheriff's Office, the Fort Myers and Cape Coral Police Departments, as well as Immigration and Customs Enforcement. John Davis, WGCU News.